Part 4. The biggest business in the French-Canadian world. The period that followed was so incredibly productive for Solio Cooperative Group. One journalist writing for the economics section of the newspaper Le Devoir in 1956 described it as the biggest business in the French-Canadian world, a testament to the massive strides it had made since its founding in 1922, just three decades earlier. We can't talk about this time in Solio's history without talking about the dynamic duo at its head, President Joseph Armand Pinsonneau and CEO Henri-Charles Bois. Together, these two would lead the co-op through a period of reinvention. Let's start by taking a minute to talk about Joseph Armand Pinsonneau. Pinsonneau exemplified outstanding service to his community. He began by selling fruits and vegetables from his family farm in Sherrington in the Montérégie area. Potatoes, canned vegetables, sugar beets, and apples. He eventually grew the farm to 370 acres. He also served as mayor of his municipality, chair of the local school board, president of the agricultural society, and of course, president of his parish co-op. Now back to Solio. At this time, Solio was modernizing its facilities with mechanical technology, including mills and poultry processing equipment. In 1950, it launched an agricultural machinery service offering two must-haves for farmers: milking machines, which made milking cows an easier affair, and tractors. The tractors were sold through local co-ops, and 1954 saw the introduction of the popular Oliver Super 55 series on the market, which was ideally suited to the size of Quebec farms. The number of agricultural co-ops that were Solio members grew steadily from 215 in 1938 to 609 in 1950, and the number of farmers in its ranks quadrupled. World War II led to a surge in demand for meat, and Solio rose to the challenge with expanded production capacity at its Princeville facility and two new slaughterhouses in Quebec City. As the war drew to a close, Solio focused its operations on processed meats such as bacon, sausage, and black pudding. The bulk of its production was for the Quebec market. Beyond that, 10% was sold to Ontario, and another 10% went to the United States and the rest of North America. Another major driver of Solio's growth was grains and animal feed, with its Saint-Henri mill accounting for nearly 40% of its business. The Solio headquarters on St. Paul Street in Old Montreal were expanded during this time, and its products were sold under the strong and distinctive Federy brand. Solio was also significantly involved in the wider cooperative community during this period. Henri-Charles Bois was involved in the founding of the Conseil supérieur de la coopération, now the Conseil québécois de la coopération et de la mutualité, in 1939, as well as the founding of the Conseil canadien de la coopération et de la mutualité, now Cooperatives and Mutuals Canada, in 1946. And 1948 saw the publication of the first issue of Solio's magazine Coopérateur Agricole. The magazine folded in 1959, but was revived in 1972 to coincide with Solio's 50th anniversary.